It's Yodua that in the world of the Ktzois, there were two distinct mahalchim in terms of how you're supposed to understand Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Hamad Aleph said, how does Cheskas Gimel Shanim work? Ela Amar Rava. Rava said, Shasa Kamaisa like Kapit Inish, Tarti like Kapit, Tlas Kapit. Correction. I read the wrong Gemara. Ela Amar Rava. Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtare, Tarti Vitlas Mizdar. And because a person watches the shtar 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but not more than 3 years, it's for that reason, after 3 years, a person has a cheskas gimel shan. The question is, what does that even mean? It's a line that Rav has said to explain the whole institution of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and at first glance, it would seem to be very, very Iker Chasim in our Sefer. So the Ketzos Kiyodua brings the Ramban, which is later in Perek Cheskas Abatim on Daf Mem Beis, where the Ramban said that the way Cheskas Gimel Shanim works is as follows. That really, if a person sees somebody living in his house, somebody working on his field, Miyad la'alter takeif, he should be moicha. He should get up, he should protest, and he should say, my boss, payara, why are you in my field? And the fact that he doesn't do that is in and of itself the biggest raya in the world, that the field actually belongs to that person. Why then is it that you need to be on the field for 3 years in order to have a chazaka? It's because le'umas deraglayim ledover, that the field belongs to the person that's in the field. There's also a raglayim ledover, there's a reyes that the field doesn't belong to him. And the reyes is, where's your shtar? Nobody would buy a piece of property from somebody else without having a deed, without having a document that proves that it belongs to him. So as much as there's a raglayim ledover that it belongs to him, lo'umas that, there's also a reyesa of achvishtarcha. But says Rava, that reyesa has a statute of limitation. It only goes up to 3 years. Because after 3 years, most people are not so nizer in their shtaris anymore. And as a result, after 3 years, you can't come to me anymore with a tayin of ach vishtarcha. Thus, I have the raglayim ledover from the fact that I'm living on this field, you are moicha. I had the raglayim ledover the first minute you saw me there. Narvas, there was a reyes countering my raglayim ledover of ach vishtarcha. After 3 years, there's no reyes of ach vishtarcha anymore, and it's for that reason I'm going to keep it. So the Ramban, which is the famous shita in terms of understanding how cheskas gimel shanim works, says that really the svar of Cheskas Gimel Shanim you have right away. Narvas, there's a reyes of ach vishtarcha. It takes 3 years to get rid of the reyes of ach vishtarcha. Once there's no reyes anymore of ach vishtarcha, at that point you're able to keep your piece of property. The Ktzayis Kiyudu is chaylik with the Ramban, and the Ktzayis says that no. That really the raglayim ledover is not something that you have right away. It's something that really develops over time. Why 3 years? And what did Rava mean? So that's something already we spoke about in the beginning of the parak. But this is the mahalach of the Ramban. Freit the Ktzoi is a bomb kasha. He says, if that's the case, I don't understand this gemara we just learned. Amar Ababa, idoli le'iyu gufetzana de period al tehavi chazaka. In the event that the ma'arer would help the machzik, and he would take Paris and he would load it onto his shoulder, so then la'alta, this person would have a chazaka. What's the svara? The svara is because it's a raglayim ledover. Why would you help this person in the field if it doesn't work for you? As a result, here you don't need 3 years. Here you have it right away. Freik tiktzois, according to the Ramban's Havana in Cheskas Gimel Shanim, really, every Cheskas Gimel Shanim, there's a raglayim ledover miyad. Narvas, there's a reyesa. What's the reyesa? Ach vishtarcha. It takes 3 years to get rid of the reyesa of ach vishtarcha. It's for that reason it takes 3 years in order for you to really have your chazaka. But the raglayim ledover you had right away. The only reason you couldn't use it is because it was countered by a reyesa. So freik tiktzoi, so what happened when it was dalalei iyu gufetzana de peri da la'alta avi chazaka? There's a raglayim ledover? There's always a raglayim ledover. Narvas, there's a reyesa. What's the reyesa? Ach vishtarcha. Here too you have the reyesa of ach vishtarcha. If it's your field, where's the shtar? Vos helf that it was dolele iyu gufet sana de peri. If the way Cheskas Gimel Shanim works is the conventional way, that it takes 3 years to establish the chazaka, so over here you have eichet timso where you can establish the chazaka miyat. But the way the Ramban learns that the chazaka itself is really established, take of a miyat, Why then do you need 3 years? Not to establish the chazaka, not to establish the umdano dan nan sahadi. You need the 3 years to remove the reyesa. So if I need the 3 years to remove the reyesa, so why does it help that if it was dali iu gufatsana de peri dala altavi chazaka? At the end of the day, I still need the 3 years to remove the reyesa. I still have the reyesa of achvishtarcha. So what's the difference between the two cases? At first glance, this Gemara would seem to be the biggest raya in the world, not like the Ramban. And the Ktzoy says a little bit of a doichik. The Ktzoy says you have to say that there's levels of raglayim ledavar. And the level of raglayim ledavar that you have, when you pass somebody and you watch him in your field, and you don't protest, is not the same as the level of raglayim ledavar you have if it's dole iu gufatsana de peri, where you literally put something on his plates. And it could be for the raglayim ledavar of just allowing this person to be in his field and you not being moicha, for that there's a reyesa kinegdoi of achvishtarcha. However, as it relates to the raglayim ledavar that you have by taking the peris and putting it on the machzik, that raglayim ledavar is a much stronger raglayim ledavar, and that raglayim ledavar can't get countered by a reyes of achvishtarcha. So achvishtarcha is a reyes that can knock out a low-grade raglayim ledavar, but it can't knock out a high-grade raglayim ledavar. We're splitting hairs. We're splitting raglayim ledavars. But not all raglayim ledavar, says the Ktzoyis, were created equally. And the raglayim ledavar of, I'm watching you having a Shabbos meal on my dining room table, I'm not saying anything, is a nice raglayim ledavar, but it's not the same as me literally being the one who takes the cholent out of the crock pot and put it on your plate while you're having lunch on my Shabbos table. It's a different level. Watching the person be mishtamish and pravabala boss on your property is a raglayim ledavar, but not such a raglayim ledavar. Therefore, that type of raglayim ledavar gets knocked out by an achvishtarcha. But this raglayim ledavar here of idalulei iyu gufetzana deper l'altav chazaka, this is a much stronger raglayim ledavar. We're going to stop here, but it's just kedai to know that this gemara that we go through in Daf Yomi, literally in 5 minutes, this Gemara right here really is one of the very, very important Gemaras in terms of understanding the basic lomdas and the basic havana of Cheskas Gimel Shana. Befrat, the Ktzoyis held that at first glance, without saying some form of Shinuya Dechiki, at first glance, this Gemara would seem to be the biggest raya, not like the Ramban, but rather in the traditional way, that Cheskas Gimel Shana develops over 3 years, as opposed to the way the Ramban understood it, that really the Cheskas Gimel Shana is something that you have take of miyad, you just need the 3 years to remove the reyesa.